This is Purple Radio on demand.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Bon Voyage and welcome to our Christmas special. Today I've got not just one, but I've got four special guests with me. Say hello everyone.
Hi.
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 Hi. So I'm joined today by three of my French friends and one of my friends who also goes to Durham University.
Good job.
And we're going to be doing the ultimate French versus British quiz to see who wins, which is the better country. Okay, so if you guys would like to go down the line, starting from me and introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Ellie. I'm basically a student in Durham, but I'm studying here in Modena, doing languages.
British team.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Theo. You might recognize my voice because I've already participated in one of the podcasts. And I'm a student here in Modena, but I'm from France, Strasbourg.
French team.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Lancelot. I'm studying engineering next to Paris. And this is it.
Hi, I'm Manon. I also participated at Charlotte Podcast, Bon Voyage. And I'm also from the French team.
So our big Christmas quiz today for the French versus the English teams is going to be all about Christmas traditions, both in Italy, our own countries, and around the world. So we have three rounds. Our first round is going to be a quiz about Italian Christmas traditions because we're here in Italy. And we're going to be separated into our two teams. We're going to alternate the questions and there's a point for every correct answer with 5 points available in this round for each team. Our second round is going to be two truths and a lie, and both of our teams have prepared two true and one false Christmas tradition from each of our countries, and it's our job on the other team to work out which one is the fake one, so we get a point each if we guess the correct fake Christmas tradition. And we have our third round, which is a 1v1 quiz between one person from the British team and one person from the French team about just Christmas traditions around the world in general. So without further ado, let's get started with the first round, which is going to be about Italian Christmas traditions.
You guys are going down.
So let's start the first round. So the British team is going to start and then the French team is going to answer the second question and vice versa with 10 questions in total. So first question, Ellie, for me and Ellie, is when do people in Italy usually put up their Christmas tree? Is it A, the 1st of December, B, the 8th of December, ooh, or C, the 24th of December?
Oh, this is kind of difficult. I don't think it's 24th.
No, I don't think it's the 24th.
The 1st could be because they've turned all the lights.
Yes,
on the 1st.
They've got beautiful Christmas lights.
Yeah,
all around,
so I'm like, it could be that, but I don't know. Is that quite early though, or the 8th? I don't... Do you have any idea?
I think I might just go about the fact that we've turned all the Christmas
our
trees
on here. Our personal experience, let's go for
the
first.
Let's go for the first and see. Verifica. No, oh my god, it's not. That's a shame. Let's see what the solution is.
What was it?
The 8th of December. So
oh, I didn't know.
Italy,
and we knew it.
8th of
December. You knew that, did you?
You knew it. We saw no one with Christmas tree in Modena.
Oh.
We saw no one selling the Christmas tree yet, so I'm like... I was like, no way.
We were just going off what we've seen.
Good job, Mendel.
Okay.
Okay.
So, next question. This is French team time.
This could ruin some friendships here.
Okay. When do they take it down? When do they take the Christmas tree down?
Oh, this is easy.
Is it A, the 31st of December, B, the 1st of January, or C, the 6th of January?
This is easy.
I don't think this is the 6th.
I would say maybe the 1st. Just after New Year's.
I would say the 31. Yeah.
That's funny because I would say the 6th because my roommate told me that for them the period of Christmas ends 2 weeks after.
You might be right because they said that they're gonna get the lights off in Modena on January 6th. So maybe
Is that your final answer?
I don't know.
Make a choice.
For me, 31st and the 1st January just into New Year's Eve.
I think it's between the 1st. It's the 1st of the 6th of January, but not the
31st.
I'm not sure.
Right, just choose.
Okay.
Let's go
pick
with
one.
The 6th.
The 6th.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to go with that one?
Ready?
We have no idea.
Correct.
I knew it was that.
Come
answer.
On.
1 point
come
to the
on.
French
team.
Oh, this could really...
I'm
competitive.
Too. Okay. British team, next question. Oh, we've got more than one response.
No.
Good
okay.
Luck.
What the
are the typical sweets of Italy at Christmas time?
Panettone. Yeah.
So, panettone, is it la colomba, il tiramisù, il pandoro, I cannoli siciliani or il torrone?
Okay, I think we... But how many? There's more than one response.
Yeah.
Pandoro, panettone.
Pandoro and panettone. I don't know about...
I don't know what torrone is. Can I research or no?
No.
you can choose, like, you can select, like, your...
Multiple.
But yeah. If we get a majority...
Can we get
it right?
Okay,
yeah.
If we get...
Okay, well, I know panettone and pandoro.
Okay. Ready, Fika? Both of them correct.
Oh.
We got two out of three. What was
the
missed one? Il torrone.
I thought that could be it because I haven't had a torrone. Do you know what it is?
I think it's like very something with a lot of chocolate. Like un torrone. I don't know how to say.
Okay.
Like it's like, yeah.
Okay.
Lovely. So we get a point for that one because
yeah,
we got two out of three.
You're on the next question.
Okay, next question. What do Italians usually do on the day of Christmas, on Christmas Day? Do they A, play tombola? Do they B, go to the Christmas markets, or do they receive presents from a figure called the Befana?
The Befana.
It might be like the last one because we never heard about that.
But the Befana, it's a witch, no? Isn't it the bad thing?
Honestly,
I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
I would say tombola, actually.
Tombola, I've heard about
but
this.
But what is tombola?
It's
like you pay for your ticket,
yeah.
And if your ticket is picked,
the same.
You
okay.
win the prize.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what
well,
I would
well.
Say tombola, actually.
Maybe
I think the Befana doesn't bring the presents.
Actually, tombola rings a bell for me, so I would say it because...
Okay.
Like on the 24th... with the
20th. On the 25th.
On 25th,
Christmas
oh, sorry. Yeah.
I don't think they are going like to Christmas market.
Yeah.
Not sure.
I'd say tombola. The two others
okay.
are
okay.
too easy.
Just tombola, ready,
yeah.
Fika? Correct.
Yes.
2-1. Okay.
Quite so good.
British team.
If they win, I'm actually gonna be fuming. Right. Let's go.
Okay.
Focus.
What do you usually eat on Vigilia di Natale, Christmas Eve? I think it's
fish. I think it is.
Are we both in agreement?
Yeah. The options were fish,
yeah.
fish,
meat, and pizza.
Yeah, fish, meat, or pizza.
But I think
okay,
it's fish.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready, Fika? Yes.
Yes!
Let's
go.
2-2. Okay, let's go. French team. So, which of these days is a holiday, a public holiday in Italy?
You know
is it the 6th of December, the 8th of December, or the 13th of December?
8th.
It's
8th.
Yeah. We know it's like in 1 week, so everyone knows it.
Okay, ready, Fika? Yes!
What a surprise!
Imagine
team.
If it's wrong.
Okay. British team, and what do we celebrate on the 8th of December?
Oh, it's really easy.
The Virgin Mary, Saint.
It might be the conception.
What are the
options? Are the Virgin Mary,
mm-hmm.
Saint Lucia, and San Francesco?
I
think it's
the only
Virgin
person
Mary.
I would say Virgin Mary because she gave birth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's go. Ready, Fika? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's 3-3.
No. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because you haven't done your third. Okay.
Okay. So, in Italy, they have a thing called the Nativity scene. When do you put Jesus Christ in the nativity scene?
Uh-huh.
Is it as soon as you make the nativity scene? Is it the 8th of December or is it Christmas night?
The Christmas night.
It's like Christmas Eve or
the
no?
Day
Christmas
he,
is Christmas
okay.
Eve, yeah.
The day he's born. So you add it the day he's born. In France, it's on the 25th, I'm pretty sure.
25?
Yeah.
Mm. They do that.
Mm. Usually we do it in France. So I have no idea.
It's like between the 8th of January or like the
20th. 8th of December.
8th of December.
It's just a bit late.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the 25th.
You know what?
Okay.
Let's go with 25.
Okay, La Notte di Natale. Verifica. True.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Oslo.
Okay, last question each.
Oh, gosh.
Who is La Befana? Is she an old witch who brings sweets and
coal?
Coal,
yeah.
Is she a saint who brings small gifts, or is she an elf who helps Santa?
So Befana is
That's
an
so
old
easy.
Witch.
Yeah, so let's go una vecchia strega. Verifica. Yes!
Yes. Okay, you guys have to...
You have to get this right or else we draw. So, and when does La Befana arrive?
Oh, this is hard.
Is it the 6th of December, the 13th of December, or the 6th of January?
The 6th of January seems late because...
But
everything's over.
You know when we had Italian classes, we were saying it was the Le Romage, the Rei Maggi.
Yeah.
I think she answered it was the Befa, I know. I'm not sure.
Huh.
It's like December 13th.
December 6th, December 13th, or the 6th of January.
Honestly, maybe he's right because
maybe
I
the
know, 6th
of January?
Yeah, because like the other like dates are quite like I don't know.
I actually have no idea, so maybe let's go for the 6th.
Yeah, going for the 6th, December or January?
January.
Are you sure?
We'll see.
You sure?
Okay,
we'll see.
I'm not sure.
Verifica.
You're right.
It's
true.
Yeah.
Every
time you say,
it's
are you sure?
True.
We know we won.
So, end of the first round. French team 5 points.
Yes.
Team 4.
Okay.
And the UK lost. Ooh.
We'll see. We've still got two more rounds to go.
Yeah.
So, round two starting in 1 minute. Okay, so it's time for round two, which is a game of two truths and one lie. So we're going to play a game of rock, paper, scissors to start. Who wants to do it from the British team and who wants to do it from the French team?
You do it, Sean.
Okay, I do it.
Theo, okay.
Yeah.
And the winner has to choose whether they go first or the other team goes first.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, we win.
Okay, so you guys need to start. So you guys need to tell us
your two truths,
your two truths
and
a lie.
Okay.
Okay,
right. I'm ready.
Who starts?
You know I'm really good at it.
I start. No, you want to
no,
start?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, so my
look at me in the eye. Like, look at us when you decide.
Like, my first tradition is like original tradition from my region, Alsace. It's like a huge thing. It's called La Saint Nicolas, which is like a saint in the religion. And basically, we gather all together in a big city, and there are like a lot of carriages with a lot of people throwing sweet chocolate and everything during December. And
what do you know the day? What day is it?
Oh, it's just before Christmas.
Oh, okay,
it's the 5th of December,
I think, or the 6th,
yeah,
like early December.
Sorry,
so we've got this, and also there is the Saint Nicolas, which is the main protagonist of this tradition, but there's also like the Père Fouettard, which is like the wiping father. I don't know if it's like correct to say this, but and this man is like the opposite of Saint Nicolas, and he just gives nothing to children who behaved like terrible children.
Evil Santa.
Evil Santa.
Santa's evil twin.
Evil twin.
Okay.
Lancelot, yoga. The second tradition we have is the Caganer, Caganer,
mm-hmm.
And it's a crouched man.
Okay.
And we decorate the cities with him, and he has like the typical robe, French robe, and it represents like in the medieval era, he was supposed to be urinating.
Oh,
in the field to fertilize them.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's presented next to the birth scene.
The nativity, yeah.
To have a huge gap between the most human things and the most beautiful things, which are the religion.
Okay. And Manon?
And so there's a tradition. It's like you have, before to go to bed on the 24th, you have to put like your slippers or sandals under the Christmas tree, like to get your presents on the Christmas day.
Okay.
Oh, this is hard.
So I've definitely heard that Père Fouettard.
Yeah,
person.
I have, but
oh.
I feel like that throws me off a bit with the carriages.
Mm.
Like, is this a tradition in all of France or just in
Alsace and Lorraine?
Okay.
Like these
that's
two
it.
Regions, and that's it.
Okay.
Mine is only from Provence.
Okay.
Provence, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like so, like the south, yeah.
Okay, I think that.
And everyone puts their slippers underneath the tree.
Everyone in the whole of France.
But is it from France?
But hang on. So if it's a family of like 10, they're all putting their slippers
even
underneath
the parents,
the tree.
It's not only like
yeah.
the children. Everyone.
Why did they do it again? Sorry.
To get the presents.
Deep presence.
Yeah. what's the symbolism?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the you put the tree next to the cheminée.
Yeah.
The chimney, and the Père Noël is supposed to go into the chimney, and you put your shoes
right
next
there.
To the chimney,
yeah,
just
okay.
to recognize who the presents are going to.
Your presence.
I mean, it could be
a tradition,
which is not French.
Yeah, maybe.
It could be a true tradition,
yeah,
but not French.
Yeah, I'm really skeptical because also this one's quite like random.
Yeah, but also there are a lot of random Christmas traditions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Should we just go for...
I'm a really
terrible
person.
Let's go Manon's. Is that one true or is that one
no,
false?
I think
like,
it's true.
It's true. It's true! Oh,
was it yours?
Oh,
yeah.
Was it yours?
Yeah. I thought this is so...
No, but I thought it was so detailed.
A Spanish one?
From Barcelona.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so no point for the British team.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
We've got to get
but
our revenge.
Question, you don't put like your slippers like
No.
I don't get the logic behind this.
No. I mean,
every
festival,
we are holding that. It's like their tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's well, we have similar like traditions that have no logic,
yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, time for
our one.
Our go for you guys. Okay, so our first Christmas tradition is that every year in all the theatres across the UK, they put on special retellings of children's fairy tales. But they have people in drag, they have former celebrities who are not famous anymore performing in it.
Mm.
It's full of like mild innuendo, it's full of pop
mild.
Songs. Sometimes it's mild, sometimes it's not.
Crazy.
And it's full of like pop songs, and then also crowds have to participate, they have to shout things back at the people on the stage.
Yeah, the crowd is a really big, like, important part.
Yeah.
Okay, this is true for sure.
It sounds British.
And then,
your turn, Ellie.
Okay, so then, we have another one where, basically, we all drink this, like, type of...
It sounds so random.
It's honestly really random.
Okay,
just discuss for a minute.
Is this kind of tea? And I know it sounds fake because it's like the most British thing ever.
Yeah, for real.
But like, there's this type of tea, and you like slow cook it overnight with like spices and like berries and stuff in it. And the tradition is kind of like when Santa comes, you have this like boiling on the stove, and he's supposed to have some of the tea and
to
then,
keep him going.
Yeah, and then you also
like,
have it on Christmas morning, and it tastes absolutely rancid.
This is what makes me like laugh, because it's honestly the worst thing you can ever imagine.
Okay.
Like honestly, it's horrible.
Because
but we have
taste,
to drink
the,
it.
The taste is
yeah, because
not
it's slow cooked
yeah.
for too long. Like
yeah.
it's brewed for too long.
Mm.
It's literally
like overnight, and so it tastes actually rancid. But it's a tradition, and
it's like you
like,
know Americans put like cookies and milk out.
Yeah,
and
we do the same.
Right,
yeah,
or it's like
yeah.
orange.
We let oranges
oh, yeah.
in.
Oh
yeah.
really?
And milk.
Oh.
But like it's not nice. It's
no.
really not nice. But it's kind of like a tradition, so we have to have it every single year.
And then our other one is that we have this one is like really random. We just set fire.
So we
to
have
our,
we have our cake.
Cake.
Like we have a special Christmas cake, and we have to put a coin in it, and if you like get the coin in your piece of cake, it means that you're going to be lucky for the rest of the year. But the same cake, we set it on fire.
Yeah, and then we eat it.
Yeah.
So we eat like this burnt cake.
Yeah, burnt cake with coins in it.
That's
so
alive. That's alive.
Oh.
Okay.
No one wants to like eat.
A
burnt
cake. Okay.
What the beep?
Maybe you have to remember we're British. You know?
Yeah, we're British. That's strange. Like.
We know that. We
okay.
know that.
So which one do you think is the last?
It's hard.
Honestly,
so
for
hard.
Me, the
one.
Last one. Yeah, like burnt cake. Like
the first
U-T-B.
One, I think it's
I think
so Ellie,
you talk about the first one.
I think maybe.
So, I'm like,
so yes.
I'm like, it's not like the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems normal.
And the first one seems so nice. I mean, it's
yeah.
a very good tradition.
Yeah.
If it's true.
Yeah,
yeah,
but the others sound great.
I mean,
what are you
if
talking
it's not
about?
True, we
should
have
yeah,
burnt
cake.
Rancid
tea.
And the tea, I don't know. It
I think it
sounds like a real tradition, the tea.
Yeah.
The tea, for sure.
Okay, so you're saying that that's
the
third
one? I would
say
the third one,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that the third one's a true one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but I did exaggerate it a bit. Like, you put brandy and then you set fire to it, so it doesn't really get burnt, but you do set fire and it goes.
You do set the cake on fire.
But, like, it's not really that burnt. Like,
the tea was the fake one.
The tea.
You should have
okay.
guessed it because
good
I couldn't
job.
Even say it because I couldn't lie. So I started laughing and Charlotte had to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you did the same for the third one. You
yeah,
like,
I thought it was purposeful.
Is she faking or?
It was purposeful because I was thinking I have to really play hard.
Yeah,
no. Okay.
Okay, so third round. Just give us a minute and we will set up and get this third round going. Okay, let's go. So round three is about Christmas around the world and like festivities around the world. So Ellie, you've been nominated from the British team because I wrote this quiz and so I can't take the quiz myself. I've got the
okay.
answer right here.
There's a lot of pressure.
So, French team, who's going to be your nomination to go against Ellie?
Oh yeah, you choose.
Oh, we do choose between
yeah.
all of them. Theo, you should go.
Always me.
Don't act like
I
want
you.
I have no knowledge. I have
be proud,
no
please.
Knowledge.
Okay,
like
no, I have no knowledge
for
either.
Real.
Okay, and to decide who goes first, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Say what number you think it might be.
4.
6.
Taylor's closer to 7, Taylor's last.
You know, I thought 7 straight away, but I thought Ellie passed to 7. I always say
oh,
7.
Oh, yeah, 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 of course.
Okay, so Taylor, you start for the French team. So, question 1. In which country do they go surfing and have a barbecue on Christmas
oh.
Day? Is it A, South Africa, B, Spain, C, Australia, or D, Peru?
Oh, there's a lot of options.
Australia?
Correct.
Oh, I thought that
down.
Actually, but you know, I might have second guessed myself. I don't know.
I mean,
I would have said South Africa.
South Africa or, yeah, Australia.
When you said surfing, I was like, oh.
Yeah,
Australia.
Barbecue. It was the barbecue for me.
Okay. Ellie, British team, let's go. Which country's Christmas lunch consists of food from KFC?
Oh.
Is it A, the Philippines, B, Japan, C, South Korea, or D, China?
I actually think I know this. I think it's Japan.
It is Japan.
Ooh.
Brilliant. Oh, Japan. They eat food from KFC, and apparently it's a tradition all across Japan.
But I mean, it's a tradition that comes from 10 years ago, no?
So it's
I mean,
something
KFC
quite new.
Yeah,
but now I guess people, I don't know.
Okay.
Strange.
Question 3. Which country is famous for a traditional Christmas bread which has fruit, spices, and nuts?
Oh.
Is it A, Germany, B, Belgium, C, Iceland, or D, Norway?
Oh my god.
This is difficult.
I have no idea. I've never seen this. I doubt for Germany because I live next to Germany, so I could have heard about this.
I think Norway knows.
Make it
some help. No, no, no.
I have called a friend and I'm asking for Christmas.
Sorry. I'm gonna go with Belgium.
It was Germany.
Germany?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I've never heard about
it's
this.
Called,
this is, you did her. You did it here.
It's called
Italian class. She asked the German girl and she exactly said that.
It's called Lebkuchen.
Is it this?
It's like gingerbread.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
To all the listeners, I'm showing Teo a picture of it on
really
my laptop.
Do a little Google search. Oh, that looks good. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Ellie, final question, because I only wrote 4 questions for this.
Oh god, so the pressure's really on right now.
So, if you get this one right, we draw. If you get this one... Oh, actually, no, there's 2 questions. I just forgot there's 5 questions in total because we need a winner. So, which of these countries celebrates Christmas on January the 7th? Is it A, Venezuela, B, Ethiopia, C, the Czech Republic, or D, Denmark?
I really don't know this one.
Which celebration?
Christmas.
Celebrates Christmas on January the 7th. Is it A, Venezuela, B, Ethiopia, C, the Czech Republic, or D, Denmark?
This is difficult.
I don't know if it's difficult because if you think about something, think about
don't help her. Like,
I would say, because this is serious, I really don't know.
You have one more transfer point after this.
Do we?
You both do.
Okay. Charlotte, when she's gonna respond, don't say the right response yet.
Okay. Because I think I'm just gonna go crazy and just say like Ethiopia.
Correct.
Oh! I had a bit of this logic. I thought Venezuela might be a bit like. I don't know.
So we are tied at the minute. French team and British team are tied.
Mm-hmm.
So one final question, and the first one of you to answer gets the point.
Oh,
oh my god.
Wait, okay. So should we make a buzzer or something? Well,
so you need to shout.
Just shout.
I know.
I do.
Can you grab my keys, please? And put them in between you.
Oh, okay. And you have to grab them.
You have to grab my keys, okay?
Oh, no, but he's...
Hands back, guys.
Okay.
So, final question, and the first one of you to answer gets the point. How do you say Merry Christmas in Italian? Ellie.
Buon Natale, yes! Okay, perfect!
So, by one point, the British team is the winner of the Christmas quiz!
Woo!
Well, welcome to the French team as well. One point, so very close.
Very close, but we came out on top.
Amazing. So
I don't know how.
We tied.
No.
We won the first.
The first round was 4-5. So you guys got 5 points. We got 4.
Okay.
Second round, Ellie won. Oh no! Second round,
we
neither
won.
Of us.
Yeah. Oh no! Yes.
Third round, Ellie won 2 points. You guys won 1 point.
Oh, the last question is worth 2 points. Okay.
So. We did.
So
we did well there. And only 2 people on the British team as well. Well played though, guys.
Anyway, so we're actually coming up to time on the podcast and special episode for today. So just the last 3 minutes, what are you guys most excited about for Christmas? Personally, pigs in blankets, yes. Personally, I'm really excited for Christmas films, and especially after this, as soon as we finish recording this, I'm going to be watching Nativity, which is a very, very British Christmas film, so I can't wait to show it to you guys.
Yeah. Education there.
Oh, I can't wait to meet my family.
Yeah,
again,
be reunited.
I really miss them. And my friends for Christmas is going to be really fun.
Yeah. But also, like, can't wait for the food.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like crazy. I think like it's the best like time of the year to eat like some great food.
We're gonna gain so much weight.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah.
I love Italian food, but I just miss home
roast.
Yeah, same. We've not been eating any French thing since 3 months,
right.
So it's gonna be
special. Because we have like Christmas Eve, Christmas, and then we will have like a. Galette des Rois January 6th.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be like crazy.
It's gonna I'm so excited.
So good. So thank you guys for coming to chat today and for participating in the big Christmas quiz.
Thank you so much.
Anything
thank
you want
you.
To say at the very end to our listeners?
I'd say hope you have a lovely Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How do you say Merry Christmas in French?
Joyeux Noël!
Joyeux Noël et bonne année!
Oui.
Bonne année, bonne santé.
And I'll just say again, go English team! Woohoo!
Come down.
This is why Lancelot told me when we first met, he said British and French people can't be friends. This is why.
If we meet you guys all the time,
we're too competitive.
So, yes, thank you all so much for listening in today, and we'll see you on the main show very soon. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Bye.
Purple Radio
Podcasts. Thanks for downloading this Purple Radio podcast. For more great content and to listen live, head to purpleradio.co.uk.